No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Smartcast Podcast.
All right, so we're still here at Scarab 2019, and I've got Kirsten and Joe and Murphy at the table, and we're here to talk about a game whose name is up to much debate. Costa...
Rihanna?
Rihanna or... Luana, or something such as that.
I think she was married to R. Kelly, but I...
The less said about R. Kelly, the better at this time. Okay, so, guys, what'd you think about this game? What was some
so
good stuff
it's
about
a
this
game where you have these islands.
Yeah.
You have the ability to move people on and off the island, move people around.
Get gold.
Move the gold. There's a secret hidden thing by the person in control can actually add a little element of hosing you, because okay. you have to guess what the person's action's going to be, and that drives the rest of the game, rest of that turn. Mm-hmm. It's neat. So that's the main part of what the game is, and you're okay. trying to get up at the end of a certain number of rounds. It's gold wins.
It's meeple placement. You're placing your meeples
and gain gold from meeples.
Okay. So, what was good about this game?
That was pretty.
It was pretty, and you had to, like, make a volcano.
Yeah, the volcano was kind of cheesy.
To put your gold in.
You make a little volcano, and that's where you hide your treasure in there so people can't see your treasure.
So some of the games, like Fresco, have the board that comes up. This was a like a conical thing with a hole in the top.
Oh, okay.
You kind of, after you compare them for whatever gameplay reasons, you hide them in there, and so at the end of the game, you're revealed.
No one can see how much you've collected.
Okay.
So, neat little code. I liked it. Joe talked about the, you kind of set up the move. Basically, you've got four color cards in your hand, but only two colors are going to be able to be played. You have to pick your cards. You have five cards to choose from, but you don't know which colored cards are going to get played this round. So, the starting player puts down a card of his own, and you just presume he wants to continue to play that color, and hopefully he's the one that's going to get to change the cards and decide what we play. So if your starting player puts down a blue and you have no blues in your hand, you have to hope that the other color gets played. So you don't know exactly if you're going to get to play a turn or not until it starts. So that's a little weird, but on the other end, it's kind of an interesting mechanic.
Okay. What can we say that
So
what can we say that might be bad about this
So
game?
One thing that was really obvious in the very beginning when you're setting up, your meeple color matches your little cone. The purple cone only had brown meeples.
Someone like it's a misprint in the box that we had.
Green
anyway.
Matched green, white matched white, yellow versus with yellow. It was brown meeples, purple cone. So there was like this is a freshly opened package, and it really looks like quality control might have been down.
Okay. It's always kind of weird, though, when they put, like, a blue and a purple in the game at the same
time. They were dramatic. It was,
it was
but
brown.
But
that's, brown.
Yeah, it wasn't it like was brown and burnt orange. It was purple and orange.
Yeah, it was...
Interesting.
It was... But it was pretty minor. Once we learned how to play, it went faster.
Yeah, it went fast.
It's quick.
I consider it one of those Seven Wonders style games, is that once you learn it, you can keep going.
Yeah, not a lot you can do to really... I mean, it's not a whole lot you can do to mess with your opponents.
Yeah,
it's a little strategy.
It's not a deeply strategic game.
Okay.
But it was fun. We liked it.
Yeah, it was okay.
Once we learned it.
And what about our other category?
So you have the pieces had a very common gem used as the one of the gold pieces. It's very funny. You see that everywhere. That same little piece.
That little plastic.
It's a little clear plastic gold nugget. So we see those in so many games, and it's just funny that was one of the things a guy brought up to you saw. Anything wacky? The cone, it was a wacky thing where you take a piece of paper, slightly curved, and you push it together, make your cone.
Oh.
And it took us a few seconds to realize.
To figure out how to make
it. At first, I tried to make it into a standee, like a regular screen.
Huh. Okay.
It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, that was... It was a little flimsy.
All right.
But it was a really soft negative.
Okay. Well, in that case, unless you guys have something else you want to say, thank you guys for sitting down and talking with me about Costa...
Rihanna?
Yes, we'll say that.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.